This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas gunmen battled Israeli forces trying to push into Gaza's largest refugee camp on Sunday, the latest from Reuters correspondent Issein Blatri.
Fighting raged on Sunday between Hamas militants and Israeli forces in parts of North Gaza. But guerrilla-style Hamas resistance remains fierce in pockets of a heavily urbanized area. That includes parts of Gaza City and the sprawling Jabalia and beach refugee camps. Witnesses reported heavy fighting overnight between Hamas gunmen and Israeli ground forces trying to advance in Jabalia.
Reuters correspondent Issein Blatri, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The World Health Organization says 31 premature babies in extremely critical condition have been evacuated from Gaza's largest hospital and will be transferred to Egypt on Monday for specialized care. Hours later, Israel's army said it had discovered a tunnel under the hospital's 8-hectare complex and shared security camera video showing what it said were 2 foreign hostages taken into Shifa. The Israeli army on Sunday did release that video showing security camera footage, and it said it was from the day of the October 7th attack.
Hamas was hiding and murdering our hostages in Shifa Hospital. Hamas was building terror tunnels underneath Shifa Hospital. By now, the truth is clear. Hamas wages war from hospital, wages terror from hospital.
Chief spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari during a televised address on Sunday night, who said additional bodies that were taken from the Shifa hospital were 1 Thai and 1 Nepali. This is VOA News. The Israeli response to the attack by Hamas on October 7th is leading to opposition around the world, and it's impacting U.S. President Joe Biden's standing in recent political polls, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
After weeks of seeing bloodied children and fleeing families in Gaza, a significant number of Americans disagree with President Biden's unwavering support for Israel's military campaign. But on NBC's Meet the Press,
there needs to be more transparency.
Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat, says the public has not seen the evidence of Hamas atrocities as he has in classified documents.
Sources and methods that would bolster Israel's case in the court of world opinion and would also support the United States aiding Israel.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former U.S. First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died at the age of 96. VOA's Kane Farabaugh, who's extensively covered Rosalynn Carter's life and post-White House career promoting global health and democracy with her husband, former President Jimmy Carter, has more.
Founded in 1982, the Carter Center today is one of the leading global nonprofit organizations working to wage peace, fight disease, and build hope to underserved populations throughout the world. Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter are the longest married presidential couple in U.S. history.
And my life's been an adventure.
As her husband entered hospice care toward the end of his life, the Carter family announced the former First Lady was suffering from dementia. She spent her final years alongside Jimmy Carter in the small town of Plains, where they were born and grew up nearly a century before. Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Plains, Georgia.
Argentina elected libertarian outsider Javier Milei as its new president on Sunday, rolling the dice on an outsider with radical views to fix an economy battered by triple-digit inflation, a looming recession, and rising poverty. Official results have not been released, but his rival economy minister Sergio Massa conceded in a speech his candidacy was hampered by the country's worst economic crisis in 2 decades while he's been at the helm. About 3,000 mostly Ukrainian trucks, including those carrying fuel and humanitarian aid, were stuck on the Polish side of the border on Sunday due to the more than 10-day blockade by Polish truckers, Ukrainian authorities said. Polish truckers earlier this month blocked roads to 3 border crossings with Ukraine to protest against what they see as government inaction over a loss of business to foreign competitors since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.